Welcome to Ease, a gentle listening guide to help you feel better doing the work you do. I'm Shelley Jackson Buffington, and today I'll be guiding you through a gentle contemplative inquiry practice. This practice will take about 15 to 20 minutes at the most. We'll start with a gentle grounding activity, then I'll ask you a series of contemplative questions. And after that, we'll refocus our attention and reflect on the practice. To get started, find a place with limited to no distractions. Turn your devices on Do Not Disturb mode or airplane mode. Find a place that is as private as possible where you won't be interrupted. I invite you to get comfortable in your body. Perhaps you want to lie down or listen while doing gentle yoga or even taking a relaxing walk outside. You may want to sit with a pen and journal. You may listen just this once, or perhaps you'll revisit this listening guide many times. There's no right way to practice. Simply begin. Welcome whatever comes into this space. Write it down. Walk with it. Sit with it. You don't have to think. You don't judge what you're writing or what you're reflecting on. Honor your own inner wisdom. Turn off that inner editor and allow what comes to come. You may be surprised by what comes up for you. Let's begin. Softly close your eyes and focus your attention to your breath. How is your chest rising and falling? What do you smell? What do you hear? Think back to the beginning of your journey. When you started this work, what moment or moments sparked your inspiration to pursue this path? Was it a conversation with a particular person? A challenge? A story you read? A lesson you learned? A trip that you took? Find that seed of inspiration, that spark that led you down this path, and offer up some gratitude to this part of yourself, to this part of your story, and just acknowledge it. Throughout this practice, I invite you to carry that piece of yourself throughout this practice. Invite that piece of yourself to sit with you or to walk with you, to just be present while you do this work. Deepen your breath in and slow your breath as you exhale out. One more time, deepen your breath as you inhale and slow your breath as you exhale. We're going to get started with our contemplative questions. So I invite you to either grab a pen and a journal if you're sitting and writing, or begin doing your gentle movement or walking or laying down. Whatever you'd like to do as we go through these contemplative inquiry questions. I invite you to press pause in between each question if you'd like to sit with the question and spend more time thinking of your answer. When you think about your work, how do you feel? What kinds of sensations do you experience? What kind of thoughts come up for you? How do you want to feel? Where's the disconnect between how you want to feel and how you're actually feeling in your work? What aspects of your work do you most enjoy? What energizes you? What aspects of your work brings you the most tension or challenge? How can you respond differently to these aspects of your work? What value does this bring to your work so that you can succeed? How can you appreciate these aspects of your work to lessen the grip of resistance or tension? What resources and support do you have to make revisions so that you can do more of the things that energize you and less of what doesn't? What is one thing you can start doing to feel better doing your work? What is one thing you can stop doing? Describe a moment in your life where you were faced with a challenge or hardship. How did this hardship impact your work or the way in which you work? How did this experience give you more strength and capacity to do your work? When were you last proud of yourself? And how did that feel? What drives you to move forward in your work? How can you integrate this drive into your work more? How can this fuel your work? How can you work in alignment with your natural strengths and joys in your work each day? Now, close your eyes once more. Put the pen down. Stop moving or walking. Stand, lie, or sit with this stillness. Turn your attention to your breath, the rise and fall of your chest, the sensation of your breath moving in and out and across your lips and nostrils. Offer up some gratitude to yourself for carving out a window of time to intentionally reflect on your work. Find the space within you where you feel at ease and supported in doing this work. Honor that space within you, that seed of inspiration that sparked you on this path. When your days get challenging or you feel stuck or unfocused, I welcome you to find your way back to these feelings of gratitude and ease and support. When you're ready, open up your eyes. I want to applaud you for taking the time to intentionally reflect on your work. Our work is like a garden. We have to cultivate it, weed it, water it, and thin the overgrown crops, and harvest crops ready to be pulled. We experiment, we try new things, we sow seeds and we wait for them to grow, and we weather storms. It takes time and it takes practice. When we are more intentional about how we spend our energy and how we focus when it comes to our work, it can be rewarding and challenging, and work can be an opportunity for deep nourishment and growth. I encourage you to take some time and space from your answers to these inquiry questions. Put down the pen and paper. Take a walk in nature. Move your body in gentle yoga or dance. Read, listen to music, share a meal with a friend. Whatever you choose to do, allow yourself some distance from this material. Then I invite you to come back, read through what you wrote, maybe even re-listen to this recording again. Revisit this material and see what you'd add to it. Awareness is a catalyst for change. When we are more aware and pay more attention to what matters to us, we are better equipped to make revisions in our life and our work so that we take better care of ourselves and we find more joy and ease in the work we do. Our personal and professional lives don't have to be so separate. each is a part of us. When we intentionally cultivate both sides of our lives, we can grow more completely. If you benefited from this listening guide, I invite you to visit my website at shellyjacksonbuffington.com. Over time, I'll be adding more listening guides like this one. Thank you for listening, and take care.